Next question on Sherry Rose Jackson, Sherry Rose Jackson, JACKON. Date of birth is 1/5/1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Subjective and objective. It again the same. The sentence that doxy patient has consented for telehealth appointment. Sherry described that she is doing better and she is not as depressed. She is making improvement. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations. She is going out and has been compliance with the medications and the treatment. She does not go on Facebook, but she does not she does not feel that people are looking at her or criticizing her. She looks much improved in mood, behavior and functioning. Period. She was cooperative, appropriate, attentive. I appreciate her improvement and compliance with the appointment and compliance with the medication. She denies any sort of mental thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment side has improved. Assessment. Schizoaffective disorder. History of post-traumatic stress disorder. Plan continue on Zoloft 50 milligram daily. Haldol 10 milligrams twice a day. Benzotropine, 0.5 milligram BID, gabapentin 100 milligram 3 times a day, Seroquel 50 milligram at bedtime, and Depakote ER 500 milligram at bedtime. A 30 days supply was ordered. This is the end of dictation. Next location. On Maria Giggs, MARIAGIGG. Her date of birth is 9/14/1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subjective agita. Maria described that she is doing good. Today she was having some emergency, therefore she does not want to spend more time, but she described the medication is helping her. She like to continue with the same medication. Patient was appreciated for her improvement and not use of any benzodiazepines or any other medication. Risk benefit side effect explained. Period. She was coherent, appropriate, attentive. No irritability and agitation was noted. Assessed bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan continuing means I have sent the prescription for Depakote 1000 milligram in the morning, 500 milligram at bedtime, Prexil 40 milligram daily, Boost Power 15 milligram BID. 30 day supply was ordered. Patient was further explained that she should continue, get a physical and blood workup, which is especially Depakote label for her own benefit. To be she agreed, she is planning to do that. Next location on Yvonne. Yvonne McEntle, MACHTLE. Her date of birth is 7/31/1953. Telephone number is 586-843-5029. Subjective agita. Patient was seen via doxy. She has consented for telehealth appointment. Yvonne, as usual, wanted to have more benzodiazepines. She describes she recently started Celexa 10 milligram daily. So far she has not developed any problem. She has started only 3 days. I discussed with her that she should continue taking her medication and try for 2 weeks in gradually increasing doses and use clonopin only on emergency basis. I further explained the disadvantages of using clonopin, that only masking her memory, interfere with her gait. Yet she already have osteoarthritis and have injury in the shoulder. Therefore, higher doses of benzodiazepine is not going to help her. However, she claims she is trying and she is trying to control her habit. She wanted me to give the clonopin 1 milligram daily, as it is was not, 0.5 milligram is not effective. I further explained that higher dose is not going to help. I would like to continue with the lower dose and try to wean her off. Yet, patient has chronic anxiety and chronic use of benzodiazepines one way or the other. However, I further explain that in future I will use some other non-optional, non-benzodiazepines treatment that include that has already been used. But she claimed that she is like to continue the same dose and try to use lower doses and try to control her anxiety by different ways. She also indicated that since she started this citalopram only recently, she want to give a full flesh course for a month period, which I appreciated. She was alert oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was anxious, speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations, very perceived illusion, assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic period of anxiety, preoccupation with benzodiazepine, plan, continuous Lexa 10 mg daily, Klonopin 0.5 mg, PRN, 30 day supply was ordered. She already had sufficient supply of Lexa, so the Lexa was not ordered. End of dictation. Next version. On Joe Hill, telephone number is 248-619-5292. Date of birth is 3/12/1962. Subjective and object data. Joe, this morning was somewhat irritable and get agitated. According to Patty, the dietary staff, he slept late in the morning and when the staff tried to wake him up, he got upset and angry and argumentative. It was also noted that he is suffering from sore throat and having cough. It may be possible that this viral infection may be interfering with his performance. I further explained that if he is not going to any program, he should take rest and maybe check with his primary care physician about his ongoing problem. Period. Maybe after eating his breakfast, he may come down and try to cooperate. P.N. Joe described that he is not feeling good. Last night he did not sleep. That's why he slept little late in the morning. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any depression. Patient has been involved in several activities. P.N. And it was also noted that today the diet care staff was different. That may also be possible that he was upset and angry. Although he denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, no seizure activity, it was recommended that he should continue with the current treatment and maybe check with the primary care physician about his throat condition. To which staff agreed, assessment major depressive disorder, secondary to traumatic brain injury, seizure disorder, sore throat, and upper respiratory infection. Plan, check with the primary care doctor, try to allow him to take rest, continue on Trintellix 10 mg daily, Prolexin 1 mg BID, Trazodone 100 mg daily, Latuda 40 mg daily, 30 days medication was ordered, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days, end of dictation. Next relation on Matthew Long, M-A-T-H-E-W Long, date of birth is 3/31/1984, 586-224-3539. Subjective answer, Matthew described that he got a job, part-time job at Dollar Tree as a cashier. P.N. He described he has training in as a mechanic in auto, therefore is looking for auto job. I appreciate and it maybe he can keep trying and get a job. P.N. He described he wanted to have a higher dose of Klonopin. I further discussed that he is going to work and because of the history of substance abuse, I am not planning to increase the doses of Klonopin. P.N. to which later on he calmed down. He denies any depression, sadness, mood swings and claimed and wanted to be on same medication. Patient was explained about his ongoing problems and also tried to comply with the medications. Once he get stable and try to involve in job, he may not think about the apraxia. He denies any use of alcohol or drugs, period. I further discussed that his mother has reported to me that he has been using drugs and he has been several psychiatric admissions before he come to see me, although he was guarded about all this information. But today he was appropriate, attentive, cooperative, no irritability and agitation, no judgment sites is still limited, assessment schizoaffective disorder, continuous Japraxa 20 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime, Trileptal 300 mg BID and Klonopin 0.5 mg BID. At 30 days, supply was ordered, patient was received a follow-up appointment in 30 days, end of dictation. Next relation on Rosemary Yates. Rosemary Yates, YATES. Date of birth is 10/9/1950. Telephone number is 586-731-0776. Subjective and objective data. Rosemary is a 72-year-old female, single female, who has been living by herself, does not have any children, has wanted to reopen the case at comprehensive counseling, period, as she has not been seen psychiatrist for a long time. On further elaboration, I discussed that I had checked the chart in Exeston Oakland Hospital. I did not find any psychiatric admission, except recently she has undergone MRI on the March 1st of 2022. She indicated that her hospitalization was in Beaumont, and Beaumont doctor has increased her Depakote to 1000 milligrams daily. She does not like mirtazapine, that make her more anxious. She off and on using only at even 0.5 milligram for many years. That has been helping her. Yet, she also indicated that she has no other medical issues, no other medical problem. She has been diagnosed bipolar disorder when she was young, in high school. Although she has worked all her life, she was a licensed bakery, food services, worked for the food service for 20 years. She like it. She also describes she has no other surgery, no other medical problem. Yet she was alert, oriented, mildly obese, Caucasian female, about 5 feet 8 inches high, 145 pounds in weight. She was alert, oriented, and 3, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate. She was very respectful and appropriate. And there was her immediate memory of fear, recall was fear, judgment sight is improved. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Judgment sight is improved, period. Assessment, bipolar disorder, axis 2 differ, axis 3, history of leg swelling, axis 4, living alone, other stress unclear, access 55, prognosis, got a recommendation. I discussed with her that I would like to review her medical record, including EKG and blood Depakote level from her primary care doctor, Dr. Keiko, and requested that she should fax the information to my office for my review. And at this time, I'm not giving any medications. Maybe try with the melatonin 5 milligram at bedtime. That may help in sleep also. Otherwise, once I get her information, I will start on Depakote 1000 milligram at bedtime, and if needed, at even 0.5 milligram on a PRN basis. Rosemary agreed with the plan and make a follow-up appointment accordingly. Prognosis guarded.